Students don't like putting away their cell phones, even in class. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Dwight DeWorth Palmaier, associate professor of communication studies at Widener University, details one way to get students thinking about how much they use their devices and how this could help the classroom overall.
The classroom of the 1990s and the world as a whole has changed dramatically with the advent of new technologies, particularly the smartphone. For well over a decade, faculty at high schools and colleges have been working to keep students' cell phones turned off in class with varying degrees of success. Yet most are finding those policies largely ignored. When one colleague surveyed her students, she found that more than 90% admitted to using cell phones in class. Yet why would one imagine any other scenario? Students today have grown up with their cell phones as their constant companion. It's the first thing they turn to in the morning and the last thing they look at before sleep. A growing body of research is demonstrating that the smartphone is addictive, particularly in the developing mind of the adolescent. And while many adolescents do indeed admit to being addicted to their cell phones, they often don't see what the fuss is all about. After all, this is the only world they've known. But extensive studies worldwide show the growing dependency on smartphones is taking a heavy toll on students, from middle school onward through adulthood. Numerous studies point to greater loneliness, depression, damaged relationships, poorer academic performance, and the fastest growth in driving fatalities in the past 50 years. Rather than simply prohibit the smartphone, astute educators are asking students to consider why their smartphones are so compelling that they can't sit through a 50-minute class period without using them. The overall idea is to tackle this from an academic mindset. Get students to think critically about the tool they consider so essential. How much time are they actually spending on their cell phones? What are the short and long-term consequences? What does balance look like? The ultimate goal is to create an environment where we function intellectually in conjunction with our cell phones and not entirely dependent on them.
That was Dwight DeWorth Palmaier of Widener University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC and you, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.